Today, St. John says, "Dearly beloved, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory which overcometh the world, our faith." And in the gospel it says, "At that time when it was late, that same day, the first of the week, and the doors were shut, where the disciples were gathered together for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, 'Peace be to you.' In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen." It is a characteristic of any decaying civilization that the great masses of the people are unaware of the tragedy. Humanity in a crisis is generally insensitive to the gravity of the times in which it lives. Men do not want to believe that their own times are wicked, partly because they have no standards outside of themselves by which to measure their times. If there's no fixed concept of justice, how shall men know it is violated? Only those who live by faith really know what is happening in the world. The great masses, without faith, are unconscious of the destructive processes going on because they have lost the vision of the heights from which they have fallen. This very insightful quote, said by Bishop Sheen decades ago, is equally applicable to all that is going on in society today. The society that we live in at present is going through a revolution. Fear. That is one of the great tools used in this revolution. Keep a populace in fear, and you can do whatever you want. You have control over everything. And how do they do this? Well, just like the communists always did, if you know your history, loudspeakers, radios, playing their propaganda at all times until it is in your subconscious, and you find yourself becoming fearful and at times even duped by their propaganda. Today, it's the television. It is social media. It is the like. That is how they're spreading their communist one world propaganda. And it is a symptom. They're playing to a symptom of our age. It's a symptom of our age that we, perhaps more than any other generation, desire safety. We want to feel protected, even if it means the loss of liberties. We want to be protected from a virus. We'll do whatever it takes, wearing masks and locking down at home and all of the rest. But this is all part of a communist system. You can read all about it and find it just about anywhere on the internet or good Catholic books, or I urge you to read the encyclicals of popes. Pope Leo XIII was a good one. And again, Pius XI, and Pius XII wrote many things about communism, what it stands for, what its ideology is, and how it begins to spread itself, even without the greater number of people recognizing it, how they take over. You know, I was reading as I was preparing this sermon, and I just did a quick run through the Communist Manifesto. Did you know that modern communist ideology was actually developed in the French Revolution? In the French Revolution, the feudal power structures were overturned, and that is when capitalism took over. That's when the capitalist era began, was during the French Revolution. Now, Karl Marx, he advocated a global revolution. He even predicted that one would happen one day. He said, predicted a global revolution which would usher in the era of socialism, and then the era of communism would follow. There would be an end to class struggles because they would do away with the different classes of people. And they would do away with history. Note that is probably why, at the beginning of all this chaos in our country, they were knocking over statues of our founders, of our presidents, and even of Catholicism. The communist ideology wants social equality, whatever that means, in their system, without class, without distinction, without family structure, and without religion or property. They will silence everyone that speaks out against their ideas. Mark my words, there will be in some form or another a persecution against religion in general, the Catholic Church in particular, because we speak out against the communists. But they put their masks on us, a sign of submission, of slavery. Look in all other societies that have ever worn masks. Where did the mask that you and I are wearing, or I don't wear, and hopefully you don't either, but that we are told that we must wear, where have you seen that before? Well, if you watch the news, China, communist China. Oh, they say it's because of the pollution, but yeah. We all know what's behind it. Or look at Islam. The masks that the women must wear, a sign of complete submission. They say nothing. They are meant to be nothing except slaves. Slaves to the state. Slaves, in their case, to their husband. The takeover, which communists often try to do, requires chaos. And oh, you've seen it. Thus, the fear in our country, the race riots over the summer, which had nothing to do, in reality, with race. Racism isn't a problem here. The media will tell you it is, but racism hasn't been a problem in this country for decades upon decades. And you go out among the normal people and meet them in the street, and you will find that they don't agree with the media. There is no racism. It's all the stirring of the pot, because in order for communism to come about, there must be chaos and revolution, eventually war. This is why they have been working so hard over the past year to set the tone, the mood, to keep everyone in fear. What did they use? Well, first of all, let's go back to the very beginning. The mask. Is it really about protecting us from a virus? A virus from which 99.7 or whatever percent of people survive? What about the mandating of the wearing of the mask? And by the way, a mandate in civil law is not a law. You are not bound to follow it, and therefore would not be sinning in disobeying that order. The violence over the summer, was it really about racism? Well, I pretty much just answered that. But I'm getting ahead of myself. That mask, remember, is being used as a sign of your compliance to the communist state. It is a symbol, really, of your submission to what is going on. And have you noticed how we are meant to police ourselves? Our neighbors become the tattletales. Well, that's what happens in communist countries. And pretty much, you will do away with police, or it will become a police state. The taking away of guns, disarming of this country's citizens. Well, just read history and see what happens when you disarm the public. It's all throughout history. We are meant to learn from history. And the government tells us, well, depend on us. We'll take care of you. And then they never do. The vaccine that they're coming out with now, two of them now. Did you know that most nurses, I heard this from someone I know personally, said, this was at least at her hospital where she works, all the nurses are refusing the vaccine because they know that it is harmful. It has never been tested. You are the guinea pig. And what is the result of so far of this vaccine being taken? That in all the places where it has been taken the most, Israel, the UK, and the United States, they have had a great uptick in the number of COVID. Many have contracted other problems, side effects, deathly at times, from this vaccine. Others get very sick. But there is no doubt that this is a harmful one, made and pushed not so much by doctors. It is being pushed by men who have nothing to do with the medical field. Men who in the past have advocated publicly for population control. This is what is going on in our time. We see the destruction of classes. Now United Airlines is hiring about half their future employees. They will hire not based upon their talents or their abilities, but based on their race and their gender. They're destroying any notion of class. And they're doing so many other things. They have locked us up in our homes, and they have destroyed businesses because they must destroy capitalism for communism to work. Destroy the small man, and there can be your revolution. What do the popes say about communism? I will only quote one pope, Leo XIII. He says that, first of all, there is, in their agenda, a deliberately planned overthrow. And this is his quote. For the fear of God and reverence for divine laws being taken away, the authority of rulers despised, sedition permitted, we've seen that, and approved of, and the popular passions urged on to lawlessness, think all of the homosexuals being approved and transgender and all of the rest, with no restraint save that of punishment, a change and overthrow of all things in society will necessarily follow. He continues, yea, this change and overthrow is deliberately planned and put forward by so many associations of communists and socialists. In another quote, he speaks about the debasing of the natural union of man and woman. This is the quote. They, that is the socialists, communists, and nihilists, debase the natural union of man and woman, which is held sacred even among barbarous people, and its bond by which the family is chiefly held together, they weaken or even deliver up to lust. What does he conclude? He concludes with this. He does not tell us, oh, we must obey the rulers. He says, there is need for a union of brave minds with all the resources they can command. The harvest of misery is before our very eyes, and the dreadful projects of the most disastrous national upheavals are threatening us from the growing power of the socialistic, communistic movement. Brave minds is what is needed. Now, I mention all of these things, first of all, because I have not spoken to you much on these topics over the past year, but it is my duty to warn you of what is going on. Because remember, communism is not just an enemy of the state, it is an enemy of the church. And it must be fought against. It is not to worry you, but remember that they are the true enemy. They're enemies of the order of Christ. There is no fake conspiracy theory here. Look around. Do your own research. The mainstream media cannot be listened to anymore and has been proven to outright lie at times, or at least not report the things that it should. And so communism grows because our society is decaying. What can you do about it? Three things. The first is to live the Fatima message. Remember, communism will be defeated by the Immaculate Heart. Hold tight to your beads and ask our Blessed Lady to conquer this red beast. Secondly, prayer, penance, and amendment of life. Amendment of life. Read all through the Old Testament, and you will see whenever God threatened to punish a country or a nation, he expected them to pray, to do penance, but above all, to amend their lives. And thirdly, resist. I know that some of you might, out of the kindness of your heart, walk into a grocery store and just automatically, without even being told, put on the mask because, well, the people that work there aren't the cause of the problem. Well, no, they're not the cause, but they are the useful tools to keep it going. So resistance is necessary. Use your imagination. How to get away from wearing the masks. Shop small businesses, too. Do not live in fear, and remember that a mandate is not a law. Know your rights. But a spiritual lesson to end with, so as to leave you not depressed, but confident. The apostles, in today's gospel, where do you find them? Our Lord had just been put to death. The apostles, for fear of the worst, fear that they would be persecuted by the Jews, they hid themselves into a room and they locked the door. But our Lord, risen from the dead, remember he had conquered the enemy already, has been a victor over death itself. He comes miraculously through the door and he looks at his fearful apostles. And the first thing he says to them is, "Pax vobis. Peace be to you." So, no matter what, the important thing for you is, throughout all of this, preserve peace of heart. Our Lord has already won. We have just to follow him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.